Thanks, Mike.
Good morning, everyone. I'm here with under-19s coach Paul Norton. We're going to do a bit of a recap on the Mornington game that happened last week before the Anzac Day break. Mr. Noodles, how are you, sir?
Yeah, good, thank you.
You sound upbeat this morning, mate. You must have a ripping morning at work, are you?
Yeah, it's a real good morning at work.
good to hear. It was over a week ago now. I was sort of trying to recap how long ago it was. Your win against Mornington, what a ripper, hey?
Yeah, it was probably the best game I've been involved with all the boys. They really showed how they could play footy.
Yeah, it's what you've sort of been sort of striving for all pre-season, to gear them up to a big game, and you got your first real challenge as such. And obviously, the boys put four quarters together for you.
Yeah, they certainly did. I think Mornington were our benchmarks for this year, but they've dropped away a little bit, but I thought they would have put up a better fight than what they did. But in saying that, our boys were just, they were relentless at the footy. And it just shows, yeah, the hard work they've put in over the pre-season and what they can really achieve this year if they keep putting up games like that.
For sure. Looking back on it, I think the scores were approximately about half, and half-time was about even, and then the second half we sort of kicked clear well and truly. Was there any sort of particular reason for that, or what was the message at half-time that seemed to...
The message at half time was just keep on doing what we were doing. We were attacking the ball, and soon enough the game was going to break open, and it did in that third quarter when we put on quick six goals. It just showed if we move the ball quick, we can beat any side. So, and that just set us up for the last quarter, and we just had to go on with it, and we did.
Terrific. What do you think of anyone's in game in particular? Obviously, it was a huge team effort, but any special mentions to any of their kids out there?
Yeah, I think Hayden Harvey off the halfback flank, he came across from Carrum Downs. He played a couple of games with the Sky, I think, in the seniors last year.
Yep.
He was probably our best player of the day. All his run off that halfback line was magical. It was something that, you know, you've been gifted a player who's just come across just to have a kick, and he shows you could probably step up to the ones too towards the end of the year. So,
and
there was another one there, Cal White. He's too good for this competition by far. We're very lucky to have him, and hopefully he gets a Guernsey in the ones in the next few weeks.
No doubt, they keep putting their hand up like that. They'll be getting notice for sure. Hayden Harvey, magical. He won't cop it much of a ribbing for that at training tomorrow night, will he?
Yeah, I don't know. He probably will. He'll probably get fined for that, or I'll get fined.
I reckon.
As long as they back it up this week.
Yeah, terrific. Yeah, like Chelsea, I don't know whereabouts they're on the ladder. Pretty irrelevant anyway, but it's just a matter of keep doing what you want to do.
Yeah, we've really just got to keep the foot down on the pedal now and not stop, because we've got a couple of hard games coming up after Chelsea and Mount Eliza, Ladmore and Coringle. So,
yeah, for sure.
We really want to get those couple of games ahead of the rest of those bottom sides and just push forward.
Cool. Just touching on, we had the announcements or the letter sent out about Interleague for under-19s. Any word back on that of who's been selected from our point of view?
We do have now five players in that squad.
Fantastic. Bring them off for me.
Yeah, we've got Benny Searle, young Benny. He'll go all right. I don't know whether he'll get picked or not, but we're playing a couple of games in the ones, he'll show something there. Dylan Howard, Dilbert, he's up for his first selection as well. He should be up for his senior selection in the next couple of weeks. Cal White, which is that's just automatic selection for that. Who else have we got? We have
Matty Herbert.
Matty Herbert, yes, he was pretty unlucky. He was chosen for the one selection, but with ones that can change pretty quickly, so we were lucky that he stepped in 9-8 straight away. And Matty Pola, who's stepped up again after his bad injury, and he's playing pretty good football at the moment, so hopefully he gets another Guernsey. I spoke to the interleague coach yesterday, and he's pretty wrapped that Matty Pola's back there, so he showed a fair bit last year.
Yeah.
We'll see how he goes this year.
He has had a good start, nice solid, and he kept building from there, Mr. Dancer. Good on him. Cool. All right, buddy. Well, thank you for taking the time, mate, and having a quick chat to us. All the best for this week at Chelsea. I'll be there on the sidelines with you, and I'll see you tomorrow night.
Thank you.
All right, mate.
Bye, mate.
Cheers.